Welcome to Simple Engineering 5.0. Our goal is to empower your civil engineering career success by harnessing the full potential of computer-based technology, giving you the edge you need to excel. My name is Modeste Muhire. I go by Mo. I'm a civil engineer licensed in both the US and Canadian jurisdictions, a Bentley accredited iTwin developer, open road designer trainer, a champion for digital integration in civil engineering. I hope you enjoy the podcast and share it with others. Today, we're going to talk about incentive and how it applies to the integration of computer-based technology in design. I'd like you to think of a situation. You have a project and they tell you that you have 20 hours to work on it. And you're going to be paid by how much time you spend on it. If you spend 20 hours, you're going to be paid for 20 hours. If you spend 5 hours, you'll be paid for 5 hours. If you think about it, how many hours I want to spend on that project? Is it going to be closer to 20 or closer to 5? I would say for most people, it can be close to 20 because that's the budget and that's going to allow the firm or the person to make a lot of money. There is no incentive to be efficient, to be more efficient than necessary. And I think that's the challenge that I see in some part of the industry. There's no incentive for efficiency. Because of the model or the rules or the agreement is just you need to spend these hours and that's going to pay. But there are alternatives actually that consider the value of the solution. Because if the solution was going to be worth 1,000 because people spent 20 hours, if there is a new solution and people spend 5 hours on it, that's still worth the same. It's still good product, good solution. At least there can be that discussion. And I think most of the times the models are put in place with different assumptions about what happens in the world, and that's to simplify understanding. But when there's a big change, like the one we're seeing with technology, models that are not updated leads to problem. Because by design, integrating computer-based technology multiplies productivity. I do recall reading about projects that save 40% of the time, 50% of the time, or even 10% of the time. But that's a big saving. And when I read that, I can see behind that there is an incentive to report that. There is an incentive to share about it. Because both the client and the designer are benefiting from the savings. If there was no incentive, there may be this record to report, you know what? We are being very, very efficient. So this idea of incentive and how it affects innovation in organizations, it's very, very critical. And it has long-term implications. The reality is that computer and its capability are not going away. They have to stay. And I got to make almost every type of work more efficient because they can process information faster and they can save. They can re-record the information that they have received. Now with AI, actually, it's much, much faster. So is the work the output won't lose value because people are spending less hours? Or do we need to reevaluate our assumption about what it means to have a good product? That's a big question, but that's very relevant. Regardless, I would like to encourage any designer, regardless of the environment, regardless of the incentive, to look beyond the box. The reality is that computers are to stay. Technology is there to stay. If the environment doesn't provide its own incentive, that can be your incentive to invest in learning how to collaborate with the technology. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. That's your incentive. And understand that quality is going to be rewarded. Sooner or later, it's going to be rewarded. So those are some of the ideas that I can share about that topic, because incentives, they shape innovation. And organizations that understand the change and understand the reason why we do what we do, drive innovation. I do recall reading that Google is to have one day of creativity. I don't recall if it's per week or per month, but there was, I think, per week. Even the idea of, like, you know what, we're going to make sure that this is not bearable. This is just the time I want to spend learning and creating something new, innovating. The understanding is long term. That was an incentive for creativity. That was incentive for innovation. Without that time allocated, we may see less innovation because it's not encouraged, it's not promoted. We can see examples of incentive in many other areas. What happens if you finish ahead of schedule? Is that an incentive? I've seen that in construction. There is most of the time incentive if we finish ahead of schedule, because the client gets to use the facility early and the contractor can go work on a different project. That is a win-win solution. And that creates innovation. And when there is that room for innovation, we see the knowledge also being transferred from across the board, across the teams. Because there is that sense of, like, motivation to win as a team. So this is a thought I've been thinking about, looking at the impact of different models, the impact of different philosophies on a project. Is there an incentive to grow? Is there an incentive for innovation? Is there a conversation about what quality, what value means? Those are some of the questions that lead to evaluating the environment, lead to evaluating contracts, and that can make a difference in the long run. I'm curious to hear what you discover as you evaluate your own environment and the agreements that you have, and how that this applies to the integration of computer-based technology. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please rate, review, and share this work with others to help civil engineering professionals thrive in the 5.0 era. If you use LinkedIn, I would like to connect with you. You can find me by typing Modeste Muhire with more in parentheses. Thank you so much.